It's Thursday, May 6th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern reports that two important Christian cases are headed to Iran's Supreme Court. The first case before the court is an appeal of the sentencing of a Christian convert couple who were part of a house church. Authorities jailed Humayun Zava and Sarah Ahmadi on trumped-up national security charges. The second case involves the adoption of a young girl from a Muslim background into a Christian family. Christian couple Sam Khosravi and Maryam Falahi face having their 2-year-old adopted daughter Lydia taken from them just because they are Christians. Please pray for justice in these Iranian Christian cases. A recent survey found that 58% of people living in over 50 nations around the world are satisfied with their country's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, 53% of respondents also thought their government infringed on their personal freedom. Several U.S. states are fighting the left's critical race theory in education. Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little signed a law banning public schools from teaching that any ethnicity is inherently superior or inferior. It also prohibits teaching someone's ethnicity makes them responsible for actions committed in the past by people of their same ethnicity. Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson allowed a bill that bans state agencies from teaching that the U.S. is an inherently racist nation. And Republican representatives in Tennessee are advancing a similar law in their legislature. Last month, President Joe Biden proposed increasing the corporate tax from 21% to 28%. Pew Research found that most people are frustrated with the tax system because they think corporations and wealthy people do not pay their fair share. Fewer people were frustrated with the complexity of the tax system or how much they themselves pay in taxes. In 1 Samuel 8, God warns of a government that requires even a 10% tax. It says, "He will take the tenth of your grain and of your vineyards and give it to his officers and to his servants. He will take the tenth of your flocks, and you shall be his slaves. And in that day you will cry out because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourselves. But the Lord will not answer you in that day." Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed an executive order on Monday that lifts all remaining COVID-19 restrictions in the state.
"I'm going to suspend, under my executive power, the local emergency orders as it relates to COVID. I think that's the evidence-based thing to do."
DeSantis also signed a bill banning COVID-19 vaccine passports. San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone issued a letter last week calling on the Roman Catholic Church to deny communion to members who promote abortion. The letter acknowledges the early Christian teaching of the Church after Christ from the Didache, which says, quote, "You shall not murder a child by abortion, nor kill that which is born," end quote. One of Corleone's parishioners is none other than Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The letter opened with Jeremiah 1, verse 5, which says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you, a prophet, to the nations I appointed you." New data from the CDC found that the number of births in the U.S. last year was down 4% compared with 2019. It's the largest decrease since 1979. The birth rate last year was once again below replacement levels, continuing a trend since 1971. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him." And finally, an anonymous hero jumped from a bridge to rescue a baby who had been ejected into a Maryland bay during a vehicle accident over the weekend, which injured 7 people, reports Fox 5 in Washington, D.C. Thanks to his compassion and action, the 2-year-old girl is now in stable condition at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Ryan Whittington of the Ocean City, Maryland Fire Department praised the quick work of the Good Samaritan.
"It was a tragic day all around for those who were involved in the accident. However, this Good Samaritan's actions without a doubt, we can say saved this child who we were able to transport to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore via helicopter.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, May 6th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.